And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And I thank you for joining me today. Thanks for tuning in. You know, on recent shows, if you've caught any of those, I've been talking a lot about single family investing in rental houses. But today I want to shift gears and go in a different direction. I have multifamily on my mind. And if you have something on your mind, questions, comments, feedback, whatever, topics, something you'd like to hear, send those my way to askandy@luinc.com. You can email me there. That's me on the other end, askandy@luinc.com. Whatever's on your mind. But on my mind today, I've got multifamily. And yes, you can invest in apartments. A lot of people don't realize that, don't know how. There is no way. You know, and I talk a lot on the show about single family because it is a lower barrier to entry. A lot of people understand that a little bit better. Most of us live in houses, right? We own our personal property. Maybe you rent, that's okay. But I talk a lot about houses as a method of creating cash flow, buying a single family house and adding a net cash flow, a net profit, anywhere from $200 to $600 per month in passive income to your monthly budget, basically. It alleviates a little bit of pressure. Gives you extra cash, extra spending money. You can direct that to your utility bill, wherever you need it. And then you go out and buy another one, and you start stacking that cash flow. That's on houses. Well, guess what? You can do the same thing with apartments. So we're going to talk about that, and I'm going to hit a few topics. My biggest goal today with this show is to help you understand that you can do this and help you understand what it takes. I think, again, thinking about barriers to entry, houses, right? It's like the Monopoly board. You got the little green house and all of a sudden the big red hotel, in this case apartments, seems a little more daunting, but it need not be. Typical barriers to entry in your own mind are capital, cash, how much do I need? Not to mention the knowledge. And what we'll do to frame this a little bit to help you better understand is talk about the three main ways that you can invest in apartments. There are different approaches to owning a multifamily community. We'll hit a little bit on why multifamily rather than single family. It's residential real estate. They share a lot of common traits, but there are a few big benefits to investing in apartments, things that you don't see on the single family side. And I've got some other odds and ends, interesting topics like, hey, achieving an infinite return. Not a 5% return. Maybe you're getting that in a higher end money market account, online bank account, something like that. Not 8% like the stock market typically returns historically over time. Not even 20%. That used to be my target when buying a single family house. Back in the day, I want to see a 20% cash on cash return. I'm talking infinite. You know, the little squiggly 8 on its side. Infinite returns. And if you are new to the show, let me just give you just a quick background. This is the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Lifestyles Unlimited is dedicated to helping educate and provide mentoring to real estate investors in single family, in that single family space, as well as apartments. And as an organization, Lifestyles has been around for over 3 decades now. So we really have a long track record. And I joined Lifestyles Unlimited in early 2012, so over a decade ago myself, and started buying single-family houses, following the model that I learned at Lifestyles Unlimited, and renting those out, collecting that cash flow, stacking that cash flow, achieving financial freedom through houses, and then eventually retiring early, much earlier than otherwise society would let you think you can do. And that's why I talk a lot about single family. I have a lot of experience there, but we've always been around the apartment investors because we have people doing both at Lifestyles Unlimited. Always been around them, you know, networking, hearing their successes and finally decided to jump in 2020, and we really did jump in. We started pointing all our cash flow from those single family houses, plus the, you know, any capital we had, investment capital that we had set aside, we started pointing that at apartments. 2020, COVID hit. President Trump said, hey, CARES Act, you can withdraw $100K from your 401K without any kind of penalty. Spread the taxes over 3 years. Did that. Pointed that to apartments. Later on, did a quadra, which is basically a way to access the rest of that 401K. Cashed it out. Avoided the penalty, by the way, with that quadra. Cash out refi on our personal house. Ooh, that's a no-go. Don't do that. We did that, as well as cash out refis on some of those rental houses. And we really got heavy into the apartments. We had our first apartment investment that we got into 2020 sell in 2022, by the way, with 100% return. So we talk about three types of investor or three types of investing at Lifestyles Unlimited. And we have courses, we have classwork, we have seminars for anybody that's wanting to operating in one or the other of these spaces. And by the way, talk about networking. I talk to people that are doing all three. So nothing says you have to do the one or the other. But I'm going to start with an IRO, which is an acronym that stands for Independent Rental Owner. This is basically a solo owner operator of an apartment. They either buy it by themselves. Maybe it's like my wife and I, we go out and find, say, smaller multifamily that we want to buy and manage, or we may partner with somebody, just myself and another person. I see a lot of small partnerships for solar ownership. So solo doesn't necessarily have to be just you. It is not a syndication. It is not a lot of people getting together to pool their money. So it's less complicated from that point of view. It's just me and my wife and I, right, going out and buying this thing. That's an IRO, solo. The next way you might invest is as a syndicator. And this is where things get a little bit more complicated because you are creating a security, right? So you have to follow SEC regulations, and there are ways that you work with and around that, so to speak. And that's part of the education. We're not going to get into that today. But a syndicator, somebody that is finding the apartment, figuring out the financing, they're gonna do whatever, repositioning, any renovations, whatever it needs to turn that around. If it's that type of a community, it might be just a straight cash flow play. It doesn't matter. They're going to put the business plan together, and they're going to find people to invest with them. Again, we call that broadly in the market, that's called a syndicator. At Lifestyles Unlimited, we have a unique term. We call those lead investors. So you may hear me interchange those terms. So they're going to go out and they're going to find the third type of apartment investor, which this is how I invest at the moment, is as a passive investor. So I find that lead that I like, had some good conversations with them, gotten to know them. We're seeing eye to eye. They find a great property. I review their business plan. I'm really interested in that. So I pony up whatever their minimum contribution is to buy into that investment. Passively, that is all I do. Beyond that, I sit back, I read the reports, and I collect the dividends when they make those payments. That's the cash flow that I talked about. We call that, again, passive. We call those investors passive investors within the Lifestyles Unlimited space. In the broader market, you might hear them described as LPs. That stands for limited partner. And there are advantages to each of those three ways of investing. Just to hit the highlight the top one, it's simply the level of involvement, and thereby, however much involved you are, the level of control that you have as well. Those are the big ones. As a passive, my level of involvement is on the front end, vetting that and getting to know that lead investor and looking at their business plan, making sure that their goals within that plan align with my goals as an investor from a cash flow perspective, from a rate of return perspective, from a hold time perspective. Oh, they want to hold for 10 years? No thanks. I'm looking for 2 to 3 years, something shorter. Right? If all of that lines up, I put my money in and I'm out of control now, so to speak. I no longer have the control. They make all the decisions on when to refinance, when to sell. They may put that to a vote, but ultimately, they're the ones that are heavily involved and do have the control. Same is true, of course, as an independent rental owner. Only as an IRO, I don't have to give a monthly report to you, passive investor, right? My workload from that perspective, I don't have to give you a K-1 for reporting to the IRS at the end of the year. My workload is substantially reduced, but there's a trade-off. And I want to get here to the part that I think a lot of people don't really realize when it comes to being an apartment investor. How much capital do you need to invest in apartments? What do you think? A ton? Broadly described, millions of dollars? Yeah, it may take millions of dollars to buy that apartment community. And I think this is where a lot of people think, no way. No way, I don't have the capital. I'm never going to have the capital. Not a chance. But here's the thing. It may not be as much as you think, and it depends on how you invest. Right? Thinking back to those three types of apartment investing. So for, and I'm going to lean on the apartment investment we're in from 2020 to 2022. I've got the original business plan up here in front of me. It's 36 units, so it wasn't a huge investment. It was in a tertiary, a smaller market, not Dallas-Fort Worth where I sit. And purchase price, right at $1.6 million. So this is a smaller deal. This was a number of years back. Prices are up since then. So what was the total out-of-pocket for the investment? It was right around $650K. So that's what, this was a syndication, so that's what they would have put in themselves and collected from their passives. Let's say I went out and wanted to buy this apartment community on my own as an IRO. Well, that will take a lot of capital. That out-of-pocket, that's going to come totally out of my pocket. That means I have to bring the $650K to the table. Plus, I'm going to have financing, and that lender is going to want to see that I have reserves, cash reserves in the bank somewhere as well. Add another $100K on top, let's say. So yeah, if you're thinking about being an independent rental owner, your capital contribution will be very, very high. But you may want to do that because you want the control. And I don't want to deal with all those limited partners or those passive investors and reporting to them every month and answering their questions and all that fun stuff, if that's a fear that you have. But you're going to have to bring some money to the table. So for the independent rental owner, yeah, capital requirements can be really high. And that's what most people are going to be thinking in their head when they think about investing in apartments. But most people I know at Lifestyles Unlimited don't go that route. That's the goal. We want to get there. And not a smaller 36, you know, we want to have our own, say, 150, 200, where we can have a team that's doing everything for us, fully passive as independent rental owners. But normally with the smaller stuff, it's a little more hands-on. So what a lot of people will do instead is become a syndicator, or what we call a lead. What is your capital involved there? Well, it's a whole lot less. It's a whole lot less. So I think in this particular investment, the syndicators, the leads, they brought $100K to the investment. So they're going to bring some percentage of the raise. If they're not bringing something to the table, if they're not investing themselves, you might want to ask yourselves why. At Lifestyles Unlimited, they bring skin to the game. I've seen investments outside other organizations, other independent syndicators. There's a lot of questionable stuff there. No money in the game. Well, what do I stand to lose? What do they stand to lose? Nothing. You stand to lose a little bit of time, but stick with me. We'll be right back.
Lifestyles Unlimited, the education and mentoring group with a roadmap and support to help you real estate retire.
Having the consulting team, having other avenues within your whole system is what's made y'all successful. Everyone is there to guide you to be successful. So it's just up to you to get off the butt and do it.
Do it. Take action today. Get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for $297, a 60% savings. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I thank you for joining me today. If you have questions, send those over to me at askandy@luinc.com. And I want to throw this out there. I have not really talked about it in a long time because it's been a long time coming, but our Wealth and Passive Income Expo is back. It's going to be October 2nd to 5th, 2024, this year in Irving, Texas. So the things we're talking about today around multifamily investing, networking, talking to those IROs, right? Those independent rental owners, solo owner operators, talking to those leads, those syndicators, and talking to other passives, huge opportunity here. And you can learn more if you go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com. There's a link there. You can use /expo if you prefer to do it that way. While you're there, listen to our other radio programs. You can hear the other hosts. You can hear Del Walmsley as well, the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. And if you want more information, you can also text in the keyword expo, E-X-P-O, to 88007 for a link and more information on that. I'm excited. I really enjoy getting out here and I learn a ton. The things we're talking about is an opportunity for me, if I'm thinking about being an IRO, to track those people down. And there are a lot of people there, a lot of investors, and ask my questions. You know, if I've got those mental hurdles, this is a good place to be to figure that out. And a lot of people do have a really big mental hurdle when it comes to apartment investing, and that's, I just don't have the money. I don't have the capital. I may not have the time. If you want to be an independent rental owner, as we talked about before, yes, your capital investment will be very high, much higher, because it's you. It's you and the bank. Right now, depending on the loan type and the apartment you're investing in, the market, your down payment could be 20, 25, 30, probably 30% now, actually. I've seen 35. Forget about the 20 I just said. That's old school. The deal I'm looking at in front of me was 25, but that was 4 years ago, 5 years ago. Right now, you know, bigger out of pocket, even with a loan, even with a lender by your side. That's why a lot of people do what we're talking about, which is syndicating, a lead, being a lead investor. And they're going to have still even more capital out of their pocket than a passive. What might that look like? Well, they're going to have some percentage of the raise. We like to help our lead investors at Lifestyles Unlimited, and we steer them the right direction. And one of the things we do like to see is that they do have skin in the game. And if it's their first time to be a lead investor, it's going to be a higher dollar amount. As they get more experience, right, that contribution might reduce, but they're still going to have skin in the game. If you're looking at investments, syndications elsewhere, be very astute and very aware. Does that syndicator, that GP team, I've seen as many as 8 general partners, somebody's got to pay all these people. Are they bringing money and what kind of fees are they charging? It can become very, very hefty. Again, looking at the investment, the first one we got into, I think it was 70 to maybe 100K, somewhere around there that lead brought to the table as well. So if I do as an IRO, 650K. If I'm a syndicator, maybe 100K. What about a passive investor? Well, this is where you have the least contribution. And this, just frankly, in this particular investment, we invested 25K. I wish we had invested more because they had a 100% return. We doubled our money on this investment. Hindsight is 20/20. I looked at the Schedule A. It's a list of the participants in this particular investment as passive investors, and I saw as much as 50K was invested. But here's the really cool part. I saw one investor participated at the level of $10,000, and I saw one at $5,000. Wow. And this is very much a Lifestyles Unlimited thing. We're a very giving organization. The members are very giving. We help each other out. And this is just one way of giving back, is by saying, you know, my minimum investment is 25, but I'm going to support a couple of new passive investors by offering or allowing lower contributions. So it may not be as much capital as you think. So a lot of people think apartment investing, no way, I don't have the money, but do you have $5,000, $10,000, $25,000? Man, maybe that will work. Maybe that will work. Something to think about. Don't let that be a hurdle. Now, why, Andy, you talk about single family all the time. Why would you do apartments over single family? Well, you know, for a lot of investors, there are several advantages. For one thing, there is an opportunity to deploy more capital in one place, coupled with economies of scale. So we're talking apartments here, 36 units. If I have 36 houses, they're spread all over the place, potentially, harder to manage. No economies of scale. To a degree, you might get a little bit, but nothing like you're going to see when you have everything under one or two roofs. If I took hail across 36 houses, I got a 36 hail claims, I got 36 roofs to replace. At this apartment community, it was 2 buildings. It's 2 roofs. Economies of scale really play into that. And I can deploy, as I said, as an investor, more capital in one place. You know, thinking about single family, if you have $100,000 to deploy, you're not going to put that all into one house. You shouldn't. If you're doing that, you're practically buying all cash. That is a no-no. Don't do that. Just comparing single family and multifamily, they both make cash flow. They both have equity capture, equity buildup, market appreciation. They both share the same tax advantage. Those are just multiplied much, much more on the apartment side. But there's a really big difference between the two, and it's called forced appreciation. And this has to do with how apartments are valued compared to single family. Single family houses, your personal house where you live, for example, is valued based on sales comps. Apartments, by comparison, their value is based on their cash flow. Specific, not just cash flow, but specifically the net operating income, and we can really push up that net operating income, that cash flow, let's call it, by doing a couple of things. We can buy right and then get that, you know, get an asset that needs, that's distressed in some capacity, that needs some work, and reposition it. And that's where you become a poor manager. It's really important to focus on the right levers, and really driving up income is a big one. And this forces the value of that apartment up. I'll tell you here in a second what that means in terms of repositioning, what that might look like. And that forced appreciation, that's what can lead to huge returns, even infinite returns. And that's one reason I personally really am digging the multifamily investments. There are really big capital events. You know, the first property I mentioned that we were invested in sold for just over 100% return. Meaning if we put in 25K, we got 50 out. That's about what we did. Of course, we got out as the multifamily market was cruising higher. But more recently, we had very solid operators reposition an asset purchased in 2022 and just did a cash out refinance. By the way, they pulled out money tax-free. A cash out refinance is not a taxable event, whether you're doing it on your single family properties, like I love to do, or on your apartments. And that's what they did. And again, solid operators. Market is sketchy out there right now. You know, you've probably heard Del Walmsley talk about the apartment market as it is. And we still got over 100% return. So all the money we put in, we got back. Plus a little bit more. Plus they've been paying distributions. And we still own the asset. That is still cash flowing. That is now an infinite return. We no longer have any money in that investment. And the best part is, as passive investors, I didn't do anything other than get to know that lead investor, get to know their, learn how to read a business plan, read their business plan, make sure it aligns with my goals, and sit back and wait. And right at about 2 years, 100% return. Now, part of this is due to buying right and buying an asset at a discount and then repositioning that asset to force that appreciation. Basically, the way they drove the value out up allowed them to now refinance. So what are they doing? What is repositioning? What does that mean? It can be several things. It may be an older property built in the 50s, built in the 60s, built even in the 80s. That's 40 years old already. I'm sure you've been in houses or apartments that were built in the 80s and have not been touched since, and you can really feel that. They're outdated. You can simply go in and update an older property. And with apartments, when I do that in a house, that house is off market for, let's say, a couple of months, depending on the scope of work. But with a 36 or even 100 unit apartment community, 200, doesn't matter, you can go in one unit at a time. You're still cash flowing. You're still making money with the other occupied units while you go in and take this one that's still from the 80s, still from the 60s, update the countertops, maybe put in new cabinets, new appliances, new flooring, update the paint, new fixtures, new lights. Sounds like a lot, but it goes very, very quickly. Apartments tend to be a little bit smaller than our houses that we do. And now you're up to the 2020s. You have essentially a new apartment unit, and because of that, you can push the rents up higher typically. It depends on the business plan, depends on the market. But that's one way that we're driving values, by basically bringing this thing out of the past ages and into the current age. And as part of that, we're then able to raise rents. And very commonly, a home run apartment investment that you can find is where it's a mom and pop that has not raised the rents in years, maybe decades. And yes, those are out there. Sometimes it's not even doing any level of rehab. It's just going in and having the courage to take the rents up, not being afraid that apartment unit will be vacated when I say, well, I'm sorry, I have to go up $100 or $200. Business plan, by the way, for that apartment community that sold, they were $200 below the market. So they had the opportunity. They knew the market. They surveyed it and had the opportunity to bring those rents up, and they did. That drove the value up. And sometimes it's just simply operating better. Again, going back to that, I don't want to rain on the mom and pops out there, but typically they're not operating well. Some of the big hedge fund companies are not operating well. Sometimes they take on too much. They've got a big portfolio of apartments over here in Dallas-Fort Worth and one out in Abilene. Well, guess which one is getting neglected? That one out in Abilene. So guess who takes advantage of that? Our lead investors do. They find those diamonds in the rough, and they're able to go in and reposition it, renovate, raise rents, and just generally operate better. How do they know how to operate better? Well, that's the cool thing. We, as passive investors, we, as independent rental owners, we, as lead investors, are not doing this alone, nor should you. You want a team to support you. You want a team around you. And I want to tell you a little bit about how Lifestyles Unlimited does support both our passive investors, our lead investors, and our independent rental owners. I had the opportunity recently to go out as a passive investor, not passively invested in this apartment yet, but the lead investor had a contract on an apartment community. He said, hey, he reaches out to his investor network, says, hey, I'm going to be doing my due diligence. You want to come out and help? Says, oh, yeah, absolutely. So I show up at this property, and I was a little surprised at how many people were there, and it was such a powerhouse group. Of course, the lead himself was there, the lead investor. He's going to steer the project. And then he had by his side not one, but two of our multifamily mentors, and they're there to stand by his side and help him when he has questions or needs to maybe understand something new. And by their side stood the one of our multifamily consultants, and she's got decades of experience managing and running operations for apartments, so she's there as a consultant as well. And it went farther. One of the Lifestyles Realty team was there representing the lead, very experienced investor. And beyond that, a dozen or more apartment investors like myself, ranging from brand new to some that are in 20, 40, 60 passive investments, a lot of experience. There were even some that were other lead investors there. And we're all there voluntarily. We're all there to help this lead vet, check, do his due diligence on this possible investment. Talk about support. Do you get anything like that at your job? Most people don't. For me, of course, it's a great opportunity as a potential passive to get out and get a sneak peek, right, at the property. You know, these leads, they have a ton of support. As they look for property, as they go under contract, as they do their due diligence, those multifamily mentors, the realty team help, the consultants help. And they have ongoing support once they're closed. And that's great news for me as a passive investor. I know they're not going to get out there and flounder and struggle, because if they need help, they have it. And by the way, as passive investors, you may not know this, but as passive investors and members at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have our own dedicated mentor as well, somebody that has invested passively in well over 100 apartment syndications. So is that somebody whose brain I can pick if I'm struggling and analyzing a potential passive investment for myself? Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, before you get to the point of investing passively, or becoming a lead or syndicator, or buying your own small multifamily as a solo owner operator, as an IRO, first thing you want to do is learn. Get educated. Connect with like-minded people like we were able to do at that due diligence walkthrough. Find great mentors. And we have all of that at Lifestyles Unlimited. And by the way, I mentioned it already, all of these people, great people, are going to be at the Lifestyles Unlimited Wealth and Passive Income Expo in October, early October in Irving, Texas. Go to our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, to learn more. There's a link there for the expo, or text the keyword expo, EXPO, to 88007, and you can learn more, and you can register for the expo. So if apartments are your thing, I hope I've helped dissuade and get you over at least that capital hurdle. It need not be a barrier. It need not be a barrier to your entry. Single family, much easier. We can get our heads around that, but you can start to learn and get educated and participate and invest in apartments as well, and enjoy those big returns and enjoy those big tax advantages. Get to those infinite returns. They are out there. They are out there. It's a great time to get invested in apartments. We're going to see, boy, in the next couple of years, you're going to see some stuff taking off. So I would really encourage you to get started now. And I thank you for tuning in today. Again, if you have any questions, send those my way to askandy@luinc.com, and check out our website, learn about the expo, and I hope to see you there. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.